Mandy Bates, broadcasting live from the LCMS National Youth Gathering in New Orleans. The theme this year, In Christ Alone. Yesterday, I had a chance to check in with Deaconess Kimberly Tremblay of Bethesda Lutheran Communities to hear what she and others are doing here at the National Youth Gathering, helping youth learn about their vocations and the vocations of all and their importance in the church. Here's what Deaconess Tremblay had to say. I'm Andy Bates. We are at the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans, Louisiana, and having a great time. 25,000 people in the National Youth Gathering. Joining me at the KFUO booth now, Deaconess Kimberly Tremblay. She's the Vice President of Religious Life. Kim, so good to sit down with you here at the National Youth Gathering. I think last time we talked in the International Center. Welcome to New Orleans.
Well, thanks. The International Center was much quieter, but today we had a warm welcome with some jazz music and
it's
25,000 kids.
They have a parade in here like twice a day in the convention center, and it's just a lively place to be. What's going on with Bethesda Lutheran Communities today?
Well, at Bethesda, we're really excited. Mona Furstenow is going to be presenting to the youth and also the adults today. I'll be presenting tomorrow for deaconesses and DCEs to talk about what's beyond youth ministry. So helping folks with disabilities go beyond their youth group and also into the congregation as they grow and as we grow together.
Very good. Bethesda serves not, when we hear Bethesda, some of us who are more mature, we think Watertown, Wisconsin, but Bethesda is all over the country and in many places. Bethesda is not just one isolated place.
Yes, Bethesda is all over the country. We are in 13 states. We provide supports for people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. As a Lutheran organization, it's a blessing to be able to support the people who are in our supports, but we also support people with disabilities and congregations all over the United States. And we're here as a resource to congregations, and our consultants are happy to help pastors and lay people alike learn how to connect with people with disabilities in their church.
You mentioned Mona will be talking with at one of the sectionals today. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What will they be learning in that session?
Yes, they're going to be learning about life together and really how, as Christian brothers and sisters, we walk in one, and that we are here all together in the body of Christ.
What does that mean for individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities?
That means that they are included into the body of Christ just like a person who does not have an intellectual and developmental disability, so that we are walking together in love.
Very good. And you'll be speaking with, you said, DCEs and deaconesses today?
Yes.
Or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What will they be learning in that session?
They will be learning about how to walk together in Christian love, and also to reach out beyond the youth group, but also into all of the groups within their church, so that we can be a large group of Christians just working and serving alongside each other.
What are some common misconceptions that we might have about individuals with disabilities?
Common misconceptions could be that person might not understand the gifts of our Lord, that that maybe they won't want to be included. But really, people with disabilities want to be included just like you and I want to be included in our everyday lives and in the life of the church. And also, sometimes we just need some helps to help that person really engage in youth group and also to engage in the life of the church.
What are the ways that Bethesda can help the local congregation, people in the local congregation, do just that, make that connection?
Well, you can always go to our website, www.BethesdaLutheranCommunities.org, and look for our resources for faith development. You can also, though, contact one of our ministry consultants, and we can walk alongside you in your context and help you reach out to people with disabilities outside of your church, but also inside of your church.
What are you looking forward to at the National Youth Gathering today and tomorrow?
Oh, it's been awesome to connect with youth groups who have volunteered with people we support, and I'm looking forward to connecting with even more youth groups, and also learning from the leaders who started their careers in working with people with disabilities at one of our camps or at one of our group homes and working with people that we support.
Deaconess Kimberly Tremblay with Bethesda Lutheran Communities, thanks so much for being my guest today. I'll let you get back to your booth. I know you've got a lot of people to visit with as 25,000 people make their way into the building.
Thanks so much, Andy, for having us.